Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we are studying Perek Yud of Melachim Bet. In Perek Tet, we were introduced to the character of Yehu and saw how he went about fulfilling the prophecy of the downfall of the house of Ahav. In his first act as king, he was able to overpower the leaders of both Malchut Yisrael and Malchut Yehuda. As he carries out his mission, he invokes the name of Hashem and Eliyahu. And our initial assessment of him is that he is a good guy fighting the bad guys. The end seemed justified and following the will of Hashem. What about the means? In last perek, he was able to accomplish his goals through deceit. In killing Yehoram, Melech Yisrael, and Ahaziah, Melech Yehuda, he orchestrated the scene so that his true intentions were not known until it was too late. After taking down individuals among the leadership, Yehu still has members left from Ahav's family to kill. He also is tasked with removing the influence that Ahav's dynasty had on the religious life of the entire kingdom, namely in terms of Baal worship. These are the two tasks that Yehu will face in this perek, and they both will involve interface with larger groups of people. Yehu has built himself a reputation based on fear and is able to manipulate people to help him carry out his plan. The Radak says he initially reaches out to the officers of Yisrael and the elders in charge of Ahav's children in Psukim Aleph through Gimel to test their loyalty and whether their plan was to fight for the house of Ahav. The reaction of the Zakenim and officers in Yisrael in charge of Ahav's family in Pasuk Dalet is Vayir'u me'od me'od, vayomru, hine shnei hamlachim lo amdu lefanav, ve'eich na'amod anachnu. They were overcome by fear and thought, if the two kings could not stand up to him, how will we? Yehu convinces them in Pasuk Vav to kill 70 members of the royal family and to collect their heads. In Pasuk Chet, these heads are placed in two piles, in two pots, by the gate of the city overnight, to make it appear in the morning as if the heads were delivered miraculously by Hashem when they were seen. He asks the people in Pasuk Tet, Umihika et kol ele. It was clear who is the one who killed all of these people. It's clear it's from Hashem, Asher Diber Biyad Avdo Eliyahu. Clear manipulation. Once again, he brings up fulfillment of the prophecy of the downfall of the house of Ahav that was told to Eliyahu. Once again, he is aligning himself with Eliyahu's mission and his zealousness. In Pasuk Tetzayin, he says, Ure'eh bekinati lahashem, Eliyahu language. Yehu continues on his crusade in Pasuk Yud Gimel when he kills 42 brothers of Ahaziah that he meets along the way. He declares his zealousness to Hashem when speaking to Yonadav in Pasuk Tetzayin, while he continues on his way to Shomron to kill more members of the royal family. Every time he kills a group, we have a conclusion of Ad Bilti Hishir Lo Sarid, until no one remains, such as in Pasuk Yud Aleph, or Ad Hashmido, until they were destroyed in Pasuk Yud Zayin. We also have the ending of Pasuk Yud Zayin of the phrase, Kidvar Hashem Asher Diber El Eliyahu. But we have to ask whether this was what the Nevuah was expecting of him, or if his own personal and sinister desires were at play in how he carried this all out. Rabbi Alex Israel questions whether every single one of these distant relatives of Ahav's really needed to be killed. And additionally, did their deaths need to be so gory? The second half of the perek describes Yehu's uprooting of Baal worship. By implying that he himself is a Baal worshiper in Pasuk Yud Chet, he is able to recruit all Baal worshippers to one location. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, he makes sure that all worshippers are identified and all imposters that were checking out the Baal party were removed so that they are not killed for no reason. Any Oved Hashem was asked to leave. He then has them bring an actual sacrifice to the Baal, which now makes them all punishable by death. Yehu was able to accomplish what he set out to do. In Pasuk Kaf Chet, it says, Vayashmed Yehu et HaBaal MeYisrael. This big dramatic event connects us back to the other large anti-Baal event that took place by none other than Eliyahu himself on Har Carmel. In Pasuk Yud-Chet, it says, Vayikbots, he gathered the nation. Just like it used the same word when Eliyahu gathered everyone to Har Carmel. Is Yehu trying to recreate his own version of that historical event? In both stories, the Nevi'ei HaBaal bring a korban, and there is a mass killing of them afterwards. There is also the burning of the Beit HaBaal here, so the fire imagery makes an appearance too. Although Baal worship was not eradicated in a significant way after Har Carmel, here it did result with that, as we are told in Pasuk Kafchet, Vayashmed Yehu et HaBaal Me Yisrael. Is this the method Hashem chooses to be superior in the end? After all, Hashem places Elisha after Eliyahu to take things a different way. Is this Perek demonstrating that we are returning after all to the ways of Eliyahu? Although Yehu conjures up Eliyahu several times, we could question whether he is really in the same league as Eliyahu. In assessing Yehu, we have ambivalence in the psukim. In Pasuk Lamed, Hashem seems satisfied with Yehu's performance. Ya'an asher heitivota la'asot hayashar be'enai. And rewards him with four generations on the throne. B'nei rivi'im yeshvu lecha al kisei Yisrael. Each generation representing one of the four leaders from Ahav's dynasty, starting with his father Omri, that Yehu has now brought down. But we are told afterwards in Pasuk Lamed Aleph that Yehu did not fully follow Hashem in the mitzvot. Do we sense hypocrisy? Is he going to come down hard on the worshippers? Then we should have expected him to be scrupulous in his own personal religious behavior. I think this hypocrisy can be hinted to in the psukim by comparing Yehu to Yeravam ben Nevat in Pasuk Chavtet. Lo sar me'al chat'ot Yeravam asher hechtia Yisrael. Yeravam was given the mandate to rule over the Aseret HaShvatim when the people became frustrated with the difficulties of Malchut Shlomo. However, at that time he was told by Achya HaShiloni, the Navi, in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, that his rule was predicated on the fact that he would personally keep the mitzvot and follow Hashem. Unfortunately, it is not long before Yeravam leaves Hashem's ways in order to establish a distinct kingdom of his own, detached from Malchut Beit David and the Beit HaMikdash. He ends up being worse than the kingdom he broke away from. The underpinnings of Galut start to be experienced Be'ever HaYarden, on the eastern side of the Yarden, in the land of Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh, through the dominion of Hazael, as seen in Psukim Lamed Bet and Lamed Gimel. This seems to be further proof that Hashem was displeased with Yehu's behavior and allows surrounding enemies to overpower. The Malbim actually says something similar, that Hashem expresses his displeasure with Yehu through this conflict. And it connects to the mention of the golden calves of Yeravam's in Pasuk Chavtet. In a sense, it was justifiable for Yeravam to create the golden calves, since he was nervous that if he did not establish alternate centers of worship, that the Malchut would go back to Beit David. So that might be why he established them. He was concerned for his own rule. But for Yehu to keep these same calves is a different story. Since Hashem had already promised him a reward of four generations of kings, he could not revoke that reward, and Yehu was able to enjoy the stability of his dynasty. So instead, to show his displeasure, Hashem lashes out with instability on the political front. Before ending this perek, it is also interesting to note that Elisha is not mentioned at all in this perek, and seems to have taken a back seat to the whole Yehu story, where Eliyahu's name is mentioned repeatedly and with prominence. In concluding this perek, we can contemplate the question of, do ends always justify the means? Can I do whatever I wish in the process towards accomplishing a lofty goal? And also the importance of personal integrity. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.